Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
Our galaxy is 100,000 light years across and contains 100 billion stars. Now, of course, not all stars are good targets in the search for life. Can anyone remind us which kind of stars are generally thought to be the best candidates and why? Okay, come on. We just talked about this 2 days ago. Yes.
Stars that are about the size of the sun are the best, because larger stars burn out too quickly.
Could you speak up, please?
Large stars tend to burn out too quickly, and small stars tend not to have planets with the right kind of climate.
Good. So the main targets, the primary targets, in the search are sun-sized stars. But remember, we only know of one planet where life exists, and that's this planet. Our guess that only sun-like stars can give rise to life is just that, a guess. We also can't completely rely on the assumption that carbon and water are necessary. Other elements and solvents might be capable of providing a basis for life. And we even have to consider the possibility of unique, non-chemical life forms that we've never dreamed of. So, to summarize, while sun-like stars with Earth-like planets seem most likely to develop life, all the stars and planets have to be looked at just in case. Now, what might an intelligent alien look like? Science fiction stories always seem to show us the same kind of creatures. Aliens that look more or less like human, but with green skin and giant heads and eyes. Either that, or the aliens are like insects or reptiles. These movies, aliens are not very imaginative and probably wrong. A more serious and more useful way to think about his question is to think about what we can call universal characteristics versus parochial characteristics. Would anyone like to make a guess as to the meaning of these terms, universal and parochial?
Universal characteristics are probably those that all advanced life forms have, like maybe some kind of eyesight.
You're on the right track. Universal characteristics are those that have evolved more than once on Earth and in a variety of species, and which are so useful that species everywhere tend to develop them. And eyes are a good example. Other examples are the ability to fly and some form of skeleton. On the other hand, parochial characteristics are those that are basically accidental or not especially useful in themselves, so these are less likely to be found in aliens. Can anyone guess what a parochial characteristic might be?
Maybe having two eyes? Or having blue, green, or brown eyes?
Good. Eyes appear in a wide variety of forms here on Earth. So while we can reasonably predict that intelligent aliens will be able to see, there's no real reason to expect them to have two eyes or for those eyes to look anything like human ones.
Number one, what is the lecture about? Number two, which of the following pieces of information is given in the lecture? Number three. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Can anyone remind us which kinds of stars are generally thought to be the best candidates and why? Okay, come on, we just talked about this 2 days ago. Yes.
How does the professor seem to feel when she says this?
Okay, come on, we just talked about this 2 days ago.
Number four. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Stars that are about the size of the sun are the best, because larger stars burn out too quickly.
Could you speak up, please?
Large stars tend to burn out too quickly, and small stars tend not to have planets with the right kind of climate.
Why does the professor say this?
Could you speak up, please?
Number five. Which of the following is not mentioned in the lecture as a universal characteristic? Number six. What does the professor say about science fiction portrayals of aliens? Number seven. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true of parochial characteristics?
Number 8. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Would anyone like to make a guess as to the meaning of these terms, universal and parochial?
Universal characteristics are probably those that all advanced life forms have, like maybe some kind of eyesight.
You're on the right track. Universal characteristics are those that have evolved more than once on Earth and in a variety of species, and which are so useful that species everywhere tend to develop them. And eyes are a good example.
What does the professor mean when she says this?
You're on the right track.